This is The Conversation on KUOW Seattle. As we told you yesterday, a proposed law has been introduced to limit the Washington Public Records Act. The law requires government agencies to turn over records, but it can be costly and time-consuming, particularly for small government agencies. The proposed law would give the agencies new grounds to contest public records requests. Yesterday, Democratic Representative Dean Tacco from Longview made the case for the changes. Today, with another perspective, we're joined by Seattle Times executive editor Dave Boardman. Dave, thanks for taking the time.
You bet, Ross. Glad to be here.
Do you have any sympathy for government agencies? Do they need relief from what they call these nuisance public records requests?
Well, absolutely. I have sympathy for the fact that there are some nuisance public records requests that are filed. But the fact is they already have the ability to deter those. The law very clearly states that they have the ability to bring an injunction that imposes a much higher burden to prevent the release of public records. And they really don't need this law. And it's interesting, we the press are exempted in this law, and that's something that we just philosophically object to. We think that citizens, regular citizens, ought to have all the same rights as we do to access to public records.
The Olympian editorialized that this bill should fail. They said it rewards public agencies for inefficiency in accessing records with a monthly time limit. Would you go that far?
Yeah, absolutely. I just absolutely do not think that it's necessary. I think it's another attempt by some agencies to not fulfill their duty, and it's in direct contradiction to what the Washington state law historically has been about, which is that the agencies and government have to make the fullest effort to give the public their records. The records belong to the public.
One part of this proposed law would allow a government agency to ask a court for an injunction to turn down a public records request if the information could harm a person or a vital government interest. I asked Representative Tacco about that yesterday.
This is still a work in progress, and we're trying to make sure that there's language in there that a city, county, port, whatever the local district is, can't just go to court and say, well, let's use that as a mechanism so we don't have to turn things over, because they're going to pay the price if they're wrong.
Can this bill be modified, you think, to meet the needs of these small government agencies that say they can't afford to fulfill these requests and some of the issues that you just brought up?
Well, again, I think it ignores the current law, which actually has a provision almost identical to what he just described. The current law allows an agency to go to court and to ask for relief if the court finds that, quote, such an examination would clearly not be in the public interest and would substantially and irreparably damage any person, or would substantially and irreparably damage vital government functions. So it's already there. They don't need this.
Seattle Times executive editor Dave Boardman is with me. Dave, you wrote this week that the Seattle Times website is no longer going to be free. The math just didn't work. You know, when I spoke to you last July, you were telling me the Seattle Times business was going really well. What happened?
Well, what I said at that point, and I would continue to say, is that what's going really well is that people are consuming our content at rates that we've really never seen before when you combine print and online. There's a huge demand for our product. But, as I believe I explained then, and it certainly has continued to be the case, the business model is evolving dramatically. And historically, we essentially almost gave the printed newspaper away for a nickel, a dime, a quarter, 50 cents, never nearly what it cost us to produce and deliver it. And that was to present an aggregated audience to advertisers. Now that advertisers have many, many more choices, we're dealing with Craigslist, we're dealing with low postal rates for direct mail, and the advertising dollars just simply don't support the business in the same way they used to. So now we're looking to consumers to help carry more of the load for what they value in the way of quality news and information, and we've done that with print as we've raised the prices over the years, and most of our readers have gladly paid it. And now we're looking for our most loyal digital readers to also contribute. Again, the site will be free and open for casual users. Only those who use it most regularly will have to help contribute, and that will either be through having a printed subscription. If they subscribe to the Sunday paper, they'll get free full digital access, or to have a strictly digital subscription.
You didn't specify how many articles one could look at. I think the New York Times allows you to look at up to 10. Have you decided that yet?
We're still looking at it, and we're not going to specify a specific number because different areas of the site will be metered. Some areas will be, some areas won't be. Certain things will count towards the limit, and other things will not. It will for the casual readers and the large international audience we have that might only come to look at a story on Boeing or Microsoft or the Mariners. Those people might never even see the wall. It's the people who use us, multiple times every day, and who we think are our most loyal customers. Those are the ones we're really going to ask to help pay. And while the comments on my column that was posted online, while those are overwhelmingly negative, in emails and phone calls, we're getting a lot of feedback from people who are saying, about time, and I'll gladly pay.
Now, some people won't pay. You know that. Will fewer people be seeing the work of the Seattle Times because of the paywall?
We've done extensive analysis with a company that really is an expert in this field, and we don't expect a significant drop in traffic. We expect a modest drop, and that's been the experience of other newspapers around the country. Really, if we do this right and if we set the meter right, we will not have a significant drop in traffic, and we certainly won't in the traffic that means most to us, which is our local engaged readers.
Will there be new apps and software with which to view your content for folks who are now going to be paying for it after a certain level?
Absolutely. I mean, last year we introduced some apps that were specific to the tablet and the smartphone, and we have much improved versions of those in the works that will be released soon after this digital subscription plan is released.
And remind us again when that will be?
March 13th is the kickoff.
Hey, Dave, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Seattle Times executive editor, Dave Boardman.